T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, your average citizen doesn't need this test right now. Of all the testing that's happening now and all the testing that happened in South Korea, about 96 to 98% of them were negative. Okay, yes, we care about the 2 or 3% that are positive. Okay, that helps us focus on who needs care. But unless you're symptomatic, unless you have a fever, you really don't need this test right now. This test is designed for people who are sick, especially the patients coming into the hospital. Right now, the telemedicine capabilities that we're now engaging in across the country are able to help resolve who needs this test and who needs to go in and be tested. So we want to make sure that we maintain testing capacity for those who really need it. And those are people who are symptomatic, who fulfill the case definition criteria for COVID. And we want to make sure that we have the resources to be able to address the needs of the sick population. The initial applications of the technology we think are going to be primarily focused not in doc's offices where personal protective equipment is required for specimen collection and maybe even running the test, but actually in hospital labs close to the patient. So hospital point of care is the way we refer to that, where the test is run near the emergency room or in a hospital core lab or a stat lab where it can be used to make decisions about patient management. Patients come in sick. We don't know what they have exactly. The presentations are sometimes nonspecific. Even in New York right now, about half the time patients have it and half the time they don't. So based on a rapid result, we know what to do for individual patients in that circumstance, what level of protection they require, what level of isolation they require. And we can make decisions quickly about hospital resources, use of scarce personal protective equipment, and really know how to deal with the case sitting right in front of us. We think this will be able to identify patients who are potentially infectious to healthcare workers much faster. So they will know when to be extra cautious about patient management. They'll know when to put them into respiratory isolation. They'll know more quickly ways to provide protection for themselves and to isolate that patient from others in the vicinity that may not have the infection. So overall, it will potentially limit the degree of in-hospital spread of this from patient to patient, and also advise healthcare workers about who to focus on from a protective equipment standpoint. It's very important because they cannot have patients waiting in a holding area, you know, in a common holding area, for instance, where they may have multiple beds assigned for sick-looking patients. They can't really afford to wait for 24 hours even. Multiple days that we're seeing for turnaround time right now for reference lab tests is even more unacceptable in that setting. Often what's being done now is they're making empirical decisions about where patients go based on their presentation. And if the numbers get to the point where almost all patients have it based on a nonspecific presentation, respiratory symptoms, et cetera, then they may not need testing because they know where they have to go. But right now, and in many, many parts of the country, it's a mix. It's a mix of people who have it and don't have it. And we have to know quickly where to put them, how to treat them, how to place them in the hospital. Shelter in place, staying at home, binge watching Netflix and Amazon and Hulu. And that's unfortunately what we have to live with right now. But I do think that it's very important to stay socially isolated and to limit the transmission of this, to slow down the initial wave of transmission that could occur if we were not doing this, in order for diagnostics to catch up, in order for new therapeutics to catch up, and for eventually for a vaccine to catch up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.